Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gonna do it like this. Every time you ready, check it. I got 7 back 11, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10, max 10. The shit's never end. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Patty got the shot into your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the run dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DETK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad health, my voice excels from the avenue to jail. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
Motherfucking big head.
What you gonna do with?
What's going on, everybody? This is Brooklyn Black pregame hour 2 underway. Before we get it started, I want to give some birthday shout outs out. My homegirl, Tika Nelsie, Tamika, Melissa, happy birthday. And that's coming from Brooklyn Black Pregame Radio. So everybody listen, know it's their birthday. You know, so if you see them, tell them I gave them a shout out and all that good stuff. Also, check out on Facebook if you're down with the whole jerking movement. You know, the Rangers, the new boys. Check out Dom Diva's Jerking Crew on Facebook. That's DimeDivaz Jerking. That's JERKIN Crew on Facebook. Become a fan. Follow Baby Blue Hazel on Twitter, all one word. Find out what they're up to next, where they're going to be appearing at, and all that good stuff. Right now, it's Ask Black Hour, 347-857-4302. As we let some people get in and anything like that, I'm going to get into another joint from my homeboys, LFD, the Lyric Flow Delivery Crew coming out of Brooklyn. They are our featured guest for this week. This track is called Strictly Business.
I live with tired eyes as I work around the clock. I clock out at work, but the business never stops. Recorded these tracks, looking toward my payday. I'm on my grown man, I got no time for a play day. Fam ask me, what's going on in your head? At this rate, you're gonna end up dead. I have two choices, lose sleep or lose bread. But if I take a moment off, I go back on all I said. These weary eyes get no sleep until I accomplish the goal. I give it my everything, my mind, body, and soul. When my hair gets frizzy, my body becomes dizzy. Saying I can rest cause I know I've been getting busy. This is strictly business, time to suit up. Go to shows and tear the roof up. Gotta do it up, party it up. Drinking fine liquor, chasing skirts. Wake up, sober up, then it's back to work.
Punching the clock on these niggas. This is strictly business, taking over this rap shit. There's no close caption, this is a passion. Dressed with the latest fashion. These niggas is bummy, they take no action. Just imagine, the money is everlasting. I hate fake rappers with a passion. They spit with no compassion. Step your shit up because this year we straight mashing.
We going in tonight. Champagne bottles, bright lights. Bad bitches in the hotel. At the end of the night, money made, yeah, nigga paid. Sparking some new shit, call it Johnny Blaze. Black tanks on the Phantom. Call that Ghost Rider, never sideline it. That's my time, I got no limit like the sky.
Now sit back and watch the money rise. And don't let the moment pass you by.
This is strictly business, time to suit up. Go to shows and tear the roof up. Gotta do it up, party it up. Drinking fine liquor, chasing skirts. Wake up, sober up,
yeah.
Then it's back to work.
It's death to the haters when my pen hits the paper. Have a dime in all flavors while rolling up acres. With game is something major, bad bros, we penetrate them. We're considered innovators, natural born paper chasers. My past look grim, now it stacks in my temps. Have plenty women friends, all grabbing for my limbs. Off the drift of a Bentley, when I didn't have a penny. My raps are type deadly, lyrics flow delivery.
This is strictly business, time to suit up. Go to shows and tear the roof up. Gotta do it up, party it up. Drinking fine liquor, chasing skirts. Wake up, sober up, then it's back to work. This is strictly business, time to suit up. Go to shows and tear the roof up. Gotta do it up, party it up. Drinking fine liquor, chasing skirts. Wake up, sober up, then it's back to work.
All right, yeah, we are back. Pregame Radio, that was the Strictly Business joint from our featured artist of the week, LFD, Lyrics Flow Delivery. Give a quick shout-out to the homie, Ab. Ab, you here? You with us? You focused?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Hello. I was having some technical difficulty. I still am. My computer's frozen. But just off the top of my head, from what I remember, I would like to share my asshole of the week real quick. Like I said, my computer's frozen, so I can't elaborate deeper like I intended to. But I will say that my asshole of the week would have to be BP Chief Tony Haywood. At the time that all this oil is spilling into the Gulf, he decides to go to England and watch his 52-foot yacht by the name of Bob compete in a race. I know that he personally is not responsible for what happens, but he runs the company that is responsible. So I think it's irresponsible of him at this time to find any time for personal enjoyment or pleasure while so many people and their livelihoods are suffering right now. So that's my asshole of the week.
All right, no doubt. And actually, that's the title that fits him, you know, because, yeah, true, irresponsible. You know, your company is responsible for a pretty much global crisis right now, and you out watching your boat race?
Yeah, I mean, and a luxury race, too. I mean, come on. I mean, you're having a good time. You're drinking peach schnapps, and meanwhile, there are people that who haven't been able to make a living in the last almost 2 months because of a disaster caused by your company. I just can't see you even getting a decent night's sleep right now, knowing that all of this is still going on and the repercussions that we have not even seen yet. So it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, because one thing I definitely see in the future happen is this shit don't get cleared up. We're going to be paying a whole hell of a lot of extra money for some seafood.
Well, you know what? It's not. We don't have to eat that shit, so it's not even. That's not a necessity. So, you know what, if that's what it is, then so be it.
But hell, I like shrimp, damn it. but we moving right along. We into the Ask Black Hour, you know, me, Ab, and whoever's going to get down on the panel. But we're going to take a call calling out of the 646. Let's see if I get them on air. 646, you live, what's good?
Yo, Stokers to the Bogies, that's what's good. Hello.
Okay, this is Angel from the Bronx. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? How you doing, man?
Alright, I'm good. I'm chilling. So right now, you know, we in the Ask Black Hour. You know, you call, you know, get your advice on and all of that good stuff. So what's up, man? You got something you want us to help you out with? You got an issue or something you need help getting through?
Not really, man. I was just calling to show you some love, man. I haven't called you for no love.
On the love.
What?
What you doing tonight?
What
party at?
Right now, I'm just in the west side, in the Bronx, getting chill with my boys, getting drunk and shit. Yeah, man, same old weekend shit. Feel me?
Put that money
myself?
Nah. All right, that's what's up. You be safe, So you know what I'm saying? You got the floor. You want to give a shout-out? What's up?
Yo, I want to give a shout-out to my 2460 homies and Davidson. Davidson Avenue, holla.
All right, big shout out to Davidson Avenue. You keep rocking with us, all right?
All right, holla.
All right, so, yo, Ed, what's going on? How about them damn Lakers, man?
The Lakers suck, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, word up. Oh, what did you think of the song I just played for my future artist of the week?
Well, I came in on the act-in part of it. It sounds okay. I need to probably hear some more music so I can give a better opinion.
All right. Well, I guess as time goes on, you know, I may play some. But before I do, for all the dads out there, and, you know, moms playing the dad role, aunts, uncles, everybody, you know, you do that role. If you want, there's a little barbecue going on in Von King Park in Bed-Stuy just to salute you guys. Free concert starting around 1 o'clock, and also, like I said, free food, barbecue. Go and have a, you know, grand old time.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Also, I mentioned this before, the East Rampo School District, they had a budget poll for the budget for the new school year as far as education, books, and all that stuff, and the budget was passed. So people who are part of the Take It Back movement, who spearheaded this whole campaign to get the budget passed, they're throwing a thank you party tonight at the Riviera Steakhouse. That's 19 Main Street in Nyack. So if you're out there in the area, go check that out. Also coming up on the 25th, the big all-white affair brought to you by Big Top, Tip Top, and the Ballers crew going on at the King's Palace, 347 37th Street between 3rd and 4th. And Brooklyn, that's hosted by Young Gav. Ladies are free before 1 o'clock. Fellas are $20. So, Ed, what's up? You've been partying. Let's tell us, you know, what you've been up to.
Who, me?
How's the cheesecake business? Yeah, you.
Yeah, it's been going good. It's been going good. I've been busy these last couple of days, and I'm tired. I'm looking forward to getting some sleep, even though that's going to be impossible because tomorrow we will be cooking out for Father's Day for the fathers in our family. And that means my sister is coming with her family, whom we lovingly refer to as the Ruckus, because when they come, that's what they bring, the Ruckus. So there goes my plans to sleep.
Well, hopefully, you know, you get all the sleep you need and everything like that. So since it is Father's Day, happy Father's Day. Shout out to all the fathers out there doing their thing. Also, too, for those who don't know.
Oh, well, hold on. I'd like to give a special Father's Day shout out to Boucher Raison. It is his first Father's Day. He just recently had his girlfriend just recently had a baby a couple of weeks ago. So shout out to him and her and them.
All right, so big happy first Father's Day, one of many, for the homeboy Boucher. Also, and, you know, you guys want to do something before you go back to work on Monday, check out Champagne Splash Sunday. It's going down to Club Passion. That's 40 West American, Freeport, Long Island. It's open bar from 9 to 11. They even got a jerk chicken buffet, so get there early if you want some chicken, all right? They'll be spinning reggae, soca, calypso, dancehall, R&B, hip-hop. So you go there's going to be something there for you. Also, too, going down to town in Nyack on July 11th, it's the 6th annual basketball classic tournament commemorating Travis Taz White, who tragically passed about 6-7 years ago. If you got a team, they're taking 3-on-3 squads. You can register at the Trendsetters Boutique. That's 38 South Franklin Street in Nyack. If more information, you want to contact Dominic at 845-893-0703. So that's another thing. There's people that are trying to do something positive out of something negative. So if you're out there, go out there and support that. So, Ed, we got about a good 45. Anything else that tickles your fancy that you want to get on? Anybody that's trying to get on, 347-857-4302. It's an Ask Black Hour. Me and Ed, you know, it's a light night, so we're going to take it easy. We're going in on regular stuff and whatever it may be. So, Ab, is there anything that may have, tickled your fancy during the week that you may want to address or wanted to just get an outlook on?
Not particularly. I'm looking forward to the day when the Knicks find their way back into the playoffs. Oh, they will be contenders very soon. Don't y'all sleep. The Knicks is going to make a comeback. They're going to be champions. I was out looking for graduation shoes for a little five-year-old girl, and I came across hooker heels. If you would like to know further about what I'm talking about, hit up my MySpace page at Ebony Ahazel Smoker and check it out. I posted some pictures. It's really ridiculous how young they are trying to sexualize our children. It's just crazy. I've never remember seeing little girl shoes with pumps, with heels, and rhinestones all through it. It's just mind-boggling to me right now.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, we got another panel member just walked in the studio. Lucky me is in the building. Luck, what's up, man?
What's good, man? I'm just taking the light on this lovely Saturday night, Sunday morning, actually.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're taking it light today. You know, it's Father's Day, so everybody's out. So, yo, happy Father's Day to you, my dude.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
You know,
thank
so we're taking it light.
You know, this is tough, you know.
And, you know, Ed was talking about how she had saw some hooker heels while she was out shopping for a five-year-old girl, you know. And this is what they're selling to our kids. Now, you being a father, I know you don't have any daughters, but How do you feel on that? You know, especially you being a dad and all.
I mean, we just gotta, you know, as parents, we just gotta, you know, watch what our kids see and what we put in front of them. You know, I don't approve of it, but you know, people are gonna try to exploit, you know, sex, because that's in this day and age. Like she said, when I was younger, you know, I remember I ain't never seen none of this crazy stuff. But now it seems like, you know, these young kids got cell phones and stuff like that. And like you said, you got the hooker boots for the little kids. This is outrageous.
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah, man.
We didn't have none of that shit. Not even just that. They market things to our children to more or less emulate the adults. So, I mean, which I wear, my daughter, you know, you can't make a mini size version of it and put it on my daughter and think it's cool. Real talk, you know, a little girl shouldn't be wearing pum pum shorts or mini skirts, and definitely not shoes with heels on it. I guess unless her name is Flory Cruz, because that's the only little girl I see walking around with high heel shoes on and shit.
For those who don't know, you want to elaborate who this, Siri Cruz, Tom Cruise, though, she's wearing hooker heels?
Yeah, if you look, I have come across certain tabloids while I'm sitting at the beauty parlor waiting to get my wig touched up, and, I have seen, images. They say she's one of the, more mature little girl. They even went so far as to compare her to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's daughter, Shiloh, saying that she's more of a fashionista than Shiloh is. Come on, these kids are 2 and 3 fucking years old. That's ridiculous. Why are we even thinking about them like that? I don't have Tom Cruise money, but if I did, you still wouldn't see my daughter wearing heels. She needs to be a child. You have a little bit of time to be a child and the majority of your life to be grown. We should stop pushing these kids to be grown-ups so soon.
And I guess, you know, Luck, you being a dad, you pretty much agree with that, right?
Yep. Like I said, I know you miss being a kid. I miss being a kid. I wish I can go back with, you know, no responsibility or nothing. So like you said, you know,
I miss shopping at Buster Brown.
More space.
Word. That's what we all about.
Play Payless. Well,
y'all remember Busta Brown? Going like, you know, going to Busta Brown, Albee Square Mall. That was about to go with this little kid. But we got to pay some bills real quick. We got about 40 minutes left. And just for Ab, I'm going to play another track from our featured artist. This is the Attack of the Back End joint. So she can get a feel of who we featuring this week and who the big guy is, all right? So this is Attack of the Rap Game, LFB Crew. This is Free Game Hour 2. Brooklyn Black, Ab Lucky Me, Axe Black, all right? We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. LFB. Big up to the lyricists and the greatest writers. Making this shit legit, pulling all-nighters. Versus the biggest phonies the world's ever known. Talking all this G-shit, but can never go home. Lyrics I spit are like the gospel of spoken word. And the rhymes that I thought of, best lyrics never heard. I'm consistent with the words that I speak. While I listen to the rest of y'all, the truth that I see. Most rappers with money hold back young potential. Most rawest of our kind are overshadowed by the gentle. And a message to those rappers not writing their own rhymes. I'm sorry to say it, but you're just wasting our time. Obtaining your money through someone else's efforts, and you call yourself an artist, then you claim to be better. Using someone's material that got you this far. Fuck you, motherfuckers. Y'all know who y'all are.
From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spitting verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, but I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, but I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, it's Attack of the Rap Game. From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spitting verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, and I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, it's Attack of the Rap Game. This is my time, this is my calling. So all you motherfuckers need to start recording. I'm sick of this commercial shit, it's getting tight, boring. When y'all pick up the microphone, I start yawning. I do this all night to the early morning. I eat, spit, and bleed this. So you niggas needless. Motherfucker, I need this. I played by ear. This is my hunger, I came a long way to get here. So when I hear hip-hop, I shed a tear. Hip-hop is a dad, I'm here to resurrect it. This is strictly business, so let's get to it. Because I'm on it. Raiders rigging back like them Kangol hats. I'm sick of niggas who don't write their own raps. They send me tracks and I send them right back. Because these niggas are straight rap. And that's the end of that.
From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spinning verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, and I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, and I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, Attack of the Rap Game. From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spinning verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, but I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, and I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, Attack of the Rap Game. Attack of the Rap Game.
Yo, I'm never giving up. I'm a soldier in this war. I will never lose my spark. I'll be coming back with more. Everything you throw at me will never ever work. I will fight on through the pain, but I won't ever show I'm hurt. I just hope I'm not speaking on deaf ears. The crew and I raise our glasses and give cheers. They salute me in my battle, and I got them on my side. So when I run off in the distance, they won't be too far behind. My sharpshooters, cause I need them just in case. Cause I know when I'm on the battlefield, it's a crazy place. I'ma liberate the enemy through the prisoners of war. I'ma free the real rappers and finally settle the score, yeah.
From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spitting verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, but I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, and I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, Attack of the Rap Game. From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spitting verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, and I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, Attack of the Rap Game. From the stars to the earth, I'm steady spinning verbs. From the concrete to the dirt, and I'm never getting hurt. From the cradle to the grave, and I'm always getting paid. From the show to the stage, Attack of the Rap Game.
Alright, yeah, we are back live pre-game radio. That was Attack of the Rap Game by our featured artist, LFD, coming out of Brooklyn. Ab, so now you know, you've heard what you're thinking about it.
Okay, you know, I can't be anything but completely honest. The music,
sure.
I like a lot. The first guy sounds like he's reading off a piece of paper. The second guy was a little offbeat, like he was speeding over the track. You know, the track was is some laid back shit, and he was just speeding over the track. Real talk, it sounds like something that these guys do for a hobby, and it's not something that they're looking to turn into a career. That's just how it sounds. Okay, so.
Wow, crazy you said that, because actually we had one of the members of the crew on the show in the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what he was saying. You know, they do it as a hobby and anything like that. Oh, wow, we got some hands up, blinds lit up. We got to take call out at 845. I believe this is Hove. Hove, did you know? 845. All right, we're going to come back to that guy. All right, we're going to take another call at 917. As soon as it's
yeah.
All right, there we go. 917, who is? Oh, okay, there we go. This lady's still again.
Yeah, I'm just calling.
Just cooling.
Just
cool. So, you know, right now we on hour two. And before we went to the music break, Ab, she was saying how she went out to go graduation clothes shopping for 5-year-old kid, and they had like hooker boots, and then we started talking about how you know, back in the day it wasn't like that, and I said, you know, I miss going to Buster Brown. That was like the highlight of me being a kid, getting to go to Buster Brown, pick up my shoes and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, children's clothes are very adult now. I mean, they have pom pom shorts, they have 2-piece. Bathing. Like, there's something very perverse about children nowadays just aren't children anymore.
Yeah, and I can't find, I say that's due to a lack of older grandmothers, you know, like the big mamas and shit, and, you know, and also too, you know, the lack of, you know, the fathers, and like I said, kudos to the mothers who step up and do both roles, or, you know, uncles, godfathers, whatever, but there's no father, because no matter what, how much, you know, you could be in that kid's life, if, you know, you're not that dad, you're still, you know, just some other nigga telling him what to do or
yeah.
Telling him how to live. So,
even like toys.
I say for one thing, especially, you know, I say especially for you guys out there, you know, if you're going to go out there and do the do, wrap your tool, but if not, you know, if you're going to come up in her, be prepared to take care of what comes out, all right?
I know, did you, sorry, but did you by any chance catch that article on Media Takeout a couple of days ago with the guy that on his Facebook where he was, like, cursing this chick out, and he was, like, pretty much, like, fuck her and her baby, even if it is his, he doesn't want nothing to do with it?
I hear that, but go ahead, elaborate on that one, because I'm actually interested.
No, he's just, like, going off. I guess he felt like the girl, like, got pregnant by him just to try to trap him. And he was, like, he told her he didn't want it. And I guess he tried to, like, call her out on Facebook. And he was just like, fuck you and your baby. And he's like, he doesn't want anything to do with the baby, even if it is his.
Wow. Well, if she was actually straight doing it just to, you know, keep him around or whatever, then, yeah, that's low, but for, you know what I'm saying, for him to say that, because regardless, you know, none of us kids asked to be here.
He said he doesn't,
you know,
care, because a lot of people tell him, like, the kid, you can leave out of your drama. He's like, he really doesn't care. He has his kids already, and that one, he's just not going to claim.
Yeah, but like I said, the kids, you know what I'm saying, none of us asked to be here, you know what I mean? You know, you go to any person now and go, hey, did you ask to be born? And they'll, no. And I'm saying none of us asked me. It was on the parents, you know, either, hey, wrap the tool or, you know, get it aborted before the deadline, if that's what you want to do, or you take care of it. And I'm saying, so never should you really have anything, you know, especially towards a child, because, you know, child didn't ask to be here. Child just, you know, realized, hey, where the fuck am I? And that's what it was. All right, see, we got another call out of the 845-645-675. Hopefully this one is ready to talk. 845, you are live in the pregame. What's good?
Hey, Laverne, what's good, man?
All right, we got Hope in the building. What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm back in the stock, man. We had some technical difficulties before.
What network are you guys on?
I swear, man.
T-Mobile, unfortunately.
Don't say that.
Well, that'll do it. You know, the teammate.
Yeah, shut up, okay? We didn't have to get into all of that. Just go forward with the rest of the topics. Let's skip that segment.
Shut down. Shut down. You got a live wire, Vern.
Yeah, I know. So today's show is brought to you by T-Navy. Maybe you'll get service, maybe you won't.
Okay.
So today is Ask Black Hours, and, you know, we're doing salutes to dads and dads who played a role and everything like that. So, you got anything you want to share about your dad, or you coming up, anything like that?
My dad's a deadbeat, period. That's all I had to say. You know what I mean? I grew up one of those lives, but I didn't have a father figure around. I was trying to find other dudes to fill in his spot until I became my own man. But you know what? With tomorrow coming up, I'm going to still give a shout-out to my mom for playing both roles.
Well, that's what's up. Well, damn, it seems just, see, that's what I'm talking about, because, you know, not to sound sexist or chauvinist or nothing like that, but, like, Father's Day is really to, you know, salute the dads, you know, the male counterpart of this team called the parents, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's just more of that. Most of us don't have a team.
Right, but I'm just saying, because, you know, I don't mean to sound, you know, like I said, I don't want to sound stupid, but damn, most women, they get celebrated twice in a year. Maybe three times.
For a long time, growing up, I never knew when Father's Day was. For a very long time, always fell under the radar.
So I take it you wasn't making too many cards for your pops.
Hell no, I'm crazy.
Nah, she wasn't making those ties out of cardboard paper. She wasn't doing none of that shit.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, I don't know. If I'm wrong for saying it, if you're in the call queue, hit one, you know, or be alive, you know, stop me where I'm at. But I think that was just one holiday, you know, for the men. You know, because y'all women, y'all got Valentine's Day.
We do, but we
got
right
Mother's Day.
Then y'all need to make, you know what, y'all need to come together. And y'all need to make a national sit-on-your-ass day, and we'll celebrate you guys then.
Well, you know what? We can't front, Vern. We got a couple of days. We got Super Bowl Sunday. We got
the entire
NBA playoffs. You know what I mean?
But you know what? I guess it's
day.
Yeah. It's those holidays are being dominated by women, so I guess it doesn't count anymore because you have just as many women into sports nowadays.
True that.
Exactly.
You guys
have
Xbox and PlayStation.
Those ain't holidays. You know, we do that to escape y'all.
You have modern warfare, and then we never see you again.
Yeah, we do that to get away from y'all, but there's nothing that has y'all celebrating us. Like, see, Mother's Day, you know, like the husbands or the fathers and the sons, you know, we all celebrate the mother. You know, Valentine's Day, the boyfriends, the husbands, the fiancés, the jump
Valentine's
off, whatever. You know, they're acknowledging... They're acknowledging the woman, but we ain't got one where the women are acknowledging us and giving us props.
Because it's hard to do that. I mean, not all of you, but either there's always something wrong, and nobody wants to appreciate either, oh, you don't got a job, or, oh, you don't know how to fuck me right. Like, y'all have too many glitches.
Well, also, I'm going to go on the record saying, and I don't care. This may start arguing or whatever, but most of y'all women are to blame for that shit.
That we what?
Yeah, most of y'all to blame for that shit.
Really?
Oh, no, I'm saying, damn straight. I said it before and I say it again. Chivalry is dead and women killed it.
Oh, sad.
You know what I'm saying? Because
that's just fucking ignorant right there. Women didn't kill
shit.
You got these grimy-ass little motherfuckers out here that think that they could get something for nothing. It's like giving pearl to swine. That shit goes both ways. And you guys got enough days. You have your Father's Day. Look, we tell that to the strong women in our lives that, you know, may have raised children without a significant male figure around. But in all reality, that shit does not count. Mothers cannot be fathers to their children. I don't care what you say. That's why you're a mother. You can, of course, teach your child everything they need to know about being in this world and surviving in this world and so on and so forth. But there are certain things that women just cannot teach to young boys to help them be men. It just doesn't happen. You just can't do it. I don't care what anybody says. Okay?
What she's trying to say is a mom can't teach a dude how to stand up and take a piss. I mean, so certain things you need a father for.
I could be standing
up. I could tell him, yo, shake it off or wipe, but in all reality, what's better than your pop standing right there showing you how to do the shit?
Word up.
You dig? I'm not shitting on any women who have raised children without the children's father being around. I'm not taking anything away from you or the job that you did, but what you did was you raised your child as a woman would raise her child, not as a man would raise her child. And that goes both ways. There are certain things that a man can teach his daughter that a woman cannot. Okay? So, that, like I said, that goes both ways.
Very true. You end up spending your whole life looking for, if you have a good father, you end up spending your whole life looking for a man that's your father.
Well, yeah, more or less, because, of course, fathers are our girl's first boyfriend. He buys you things. He talks nice to you. He treats you real good. So technically, your dad is your first boyfriend. And if your first boyfriend just happens to be a loser, then we see the results of that every day.
Oh, yeah.
Because true indeed, because I've been told many a times a father is a son's first hero and a daughter's first love. So I'm with you on that one, Ed. We're going to take another call. It looks like the homeboy, J. Luke, finally came into the building. Probably took a break on the Xbox. Jay, what's up, man?
Okay, see that
what's
bullshit?
Up, man? Nah, you know, I see y'all doing the Father's Day thing, and I'm a father times three, so I was actually watching the movie and everything. I ain't even get to get in till now.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we trying to figure out what the hell happened to you. So,
there's so many
you know,
good daddies
you being
on the line.
I heard what you said about a father being a boy's first hero and a girl's first love, and I think you're absolutely right.
That's very true. All
right, now, you know, you being a dad and anything like that, I don't know, actually, yeah, you just came in, so you missed out on a whole lot. But you also been talking, because I brought it up, because even on Father's Day, women, the women who play the role, they get off the tour. I was like, yo, where the actual men holidays? And a couple people were like, yo, you know, we got Super Bowl Sunday and all of that good stuff. And as I said, yeah, we do get our recognition. Father's Day is our day. But at the same time, like, you're not going to, you know, most times you don't salute the single fathers on Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? Or I've never heard of it.
Because it's not, that scenario is not that common, but where it applies, I'm sure they get saluted.
Well, yeah, you know, I will say that it's not that common, but I did see a couple of those shout-outs on Mother's Day. But also, I will say that it's not that easy for, you know, fathers to become like that. You know, it's usually geared towards, you know, helping out the mothers and not so much towards the fathers. That's just the way things are. Not saying that it can't be done and not saying that there aren't some fathers that are out there doing it, because there's a lot of fathers that are out there doing it, stepping up and being in both roles when the other parent is not there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm saying. You know, like I said, y'all women, y'all get to shine. Men should get more to shine too, because even though it's not that common, it exists and we all know about it. Like, everybody knows somebody who's a single father or who's pretty much doing jobs with both parents or anything like that. I say they deserve the same recognition as if we was giving a single mother on Father's Day.
They get it. It's just there's not that many out there enough to make a big buzz about it, but they get it.
I say they should. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, we got about 20 minutes left in the show. 347-857-4302. We're taking your Father's Day shout-out, you know, your questions and everything like that. Jay, I hear you got this big Bonanza Evo sale going down at your spot.
Oh, yeah. We basically can't keep them on the shelves. I didn't even have enough to fill all my pre-orders. I had to make some customers wait. But, you know, it is what it is. I got my hands on one, and I love it. I don't think I would trade this phone for anything else that's out there on the market right now. It pretty much does everything that you need a phone to do and more, and it's cost-efficient, too.
How much?
I mean, you can have a Wi-Fi gateway running from your phone, and it's half the price of what it is if you actually get a Wi-Fi gateway, and it runs more devices. You can't beat that.
Okay, and that's not available on T-Mobile service, is it?
Not available on T-Mobile, nor Ghetto PCS. I'm sorry, that's Metro PCS, or Metro Piece of Shit, as some people call it. Not on AT&T either, nor Verizon, just Sprint, only on the Sprint 4G network.
Of course, Sprint is being the bully that it is and monopolizing the market as it so often does. Then listen, there's places where Sprint don't work either, so we'll come up with a catchy break.
Yeah, 4G crap.
I don't know. Sprint was the best company I had. I got to go back. I'm about to drop T-Flobo.
All right. I hear you talk about it.
T-Mobile's having that crazy Father's Day sale.
But unfortunately,
need to put all their stuff on sale. Because that's the only way they're going to sell it, because their service ain't worth a damn.
I never have problems with them.
Well, some people don't. But, you know, some people are just lucky that they're always in the area, those little areas, that T-Mobile works just fine.
Well,
but, you know,
I travel a lot, okay, Buster? All over the United States, and I haven't had a problem with them.
I find it hard to believe because that you never, ever have a problem with your T-Mobile service.
I've had many problems with AT&T.
Oh.
Sprint, I only had Sprint when I was in Cali. It wasn't bad, but I don't know about Sprint over here. AT&T, I drop calls like every 3 seconds, and my data is always off.
Yep, I say that if you're going to do cell phones, you go with the big boys. If you got a lot of money, then you can go Verizon because they're going to eat up your paycheck. But if you want reasonable prices and the same great service, then Sprint it is.
What the fuck? How much is Sprint paying you?
Forever the pitch, man.
Oh, yeah, he is paying you. Never mind. You do work for them. Okay.
Yeah, yep. They're paying you to feed 3 kids. That's all I can ask for.
You want a fourth
kid? I work for the other companies, and that's why I know.
I'm in the market for a dad. You want to adopt me?
No, I just got a cell phone for my 9-year-old, and it's getting quite expensive.
I can't get on the family plan.
Why does a 9-year-old need a cell phone? I don't understand that. Does the 9-year-old have a job or something?
Word up.
Nah, but if daddy worked in a car factory, then maybe she would.
Yo, that's crazy. I mean, really, what does a 9-year-old need a cell phone for?
I'll put it to you like this. You know, she goes to the babysitter sometimes, but she also has her after school programs, and I'd rather she have a cell phone so that she could reach me in any emergency than not, because I work only if like about 6 blocks away from her school and where she does her stuff, so I can be there in a hurry. So
they have cell phones for dogs.
That's still fascinating to me because I remember going to after school, and I also went to after school a couple of blocks from my house. And
I'm pretty sure that they didn't have cell phones back then, Nikki.
Yeah, but we didn't need it.
I don't even think that they had
BBs. Yo, no, of course, there were no type of electronic devices. Oh, what? Well, no, actually, what was hot at the time was the Walkman. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah,
the point
Walkman.
Is, I think that while our kids need to be, they need to be familiar, of course, with modern technology, that to me is just a little extra. I guess you got the money to do so, and if so, then kudos to you.
I know a lot of kids around 9, 10 with cell phones.
She even has her own computer. I built it for her myself. I try to give them everything.
Yo, at 9 years old, you don't need. What do you need a phone for? To call you for what type of emergency? Sometimes she go to babysitter. Sometimes she don't. But I'm sure that you are well aware of those days that she's going and those days that she's not. And I'm sure you're also partly responsible for planning how her day goes. So there's no really missing time in between. So like I said, that she's not even a teenager. She's a single digit. She's not even 10. She's 9, and you already got her with the cell phone.
He's doing that for peace of mind, though.
I better not ever hear through third-party information that you got upset because this child lost her phone or she let somebody hold the phone to make a call to call their parent because of an emergency and something happened to the phone or that she just decided to use the phone in the street and, you know,
I don't worry about that stuff. I can replace it easily. It's not a problem.
Raking in the dough.
But he just told me that it was too expensive for him to adopt me.
Well, you're a bigger kid, so, you know.
You probably require a more expensive cell phone plan and a more expensive cell phone.
I have two phones, and they're in my budget.
You might as well forget it. He's got his hands full right now. Okay,
it's not that uncommon though. Even my niece and my nephew, they have a phone and they have their laptop.
Children are too spoiled nowadays. That's why they don't want to work to do shit. They expect because the next person
you
got
you kind of have to know. Like
that's crazy.
See, not mine. Mine actually used to come after school and work at my job.
Well, if that's what it is, if you're hiring 9-year-olds, then...
it's an extra incentive. I would assume it's an extra incentive for her to keep the phone, you know, and prove that she's responsible.
You know, just for her to see how it is to work, because she's always seen Daddy work ever since she was born, you know.
Okay, that's for well and good.
She used to come in and stack some really little boxes, very small boxes with phones in them. And she used to get paid a quarter each box.
Okay, that is nice, and that is so sweet that you are familiarizing her with how money is obtained, that it just doesn't grow on trees. That's good. But like I said, yo, she has a little bit of time to be a child and the rest of her life to be grown. Let her, you know, do those fun things that kids do.
The kids,
you know,
don't do fun things anymore. Kids don't know how to be kids anymore.
That's
there
the
are
thing.
Just many adults.
Those of us that know that remember how need to show them the fun things to do. Okay.
You can show them they're not interested anymore. It's not the norm.
Nah, mine are good. We're doing basketball right now.
See, that's fun.
Well, I've been kind of sneaking out of work a little bit early to go to the park to do basketball with mine.
You're on internet radio. Watch what you say. You never know.
Oh, God.
You know,
yeah, come find out.
Sneaky.
Bobby could be listening.
You know, Sprint is sneaky. You know, Sprint, you know how they do. Of course you know. You work for them.
Crossing lines and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. billing you for time you haven't used yet. You know, how are you billing me for July? I'm still in June. I don't know. Got a bunch of psychic work.
It was only 3 cents, and you cut my phone off.
Oh, God. I don't hope they do that anymore. We got about 10 minutes left in the broadcast, so I'll get a couple more of these promos out.
Who?
Okay.
I want to.
Huh?
No, go on.
You want to do what?
No, go on.
All right. You want to check out the Detachable Heel System on Facebook, and for orders and all information, contact detachable.heel.system@gmail.com. Also, you want to check out Ebony's Cheesecakes. I have EbonyWright@yahoo.com. Prices are good, mention free game radio, and get a free delivery fee. Well, if it's free, no fee, so get free delivery, mention free game radio. Lady Philly, something you wanted to say before I started?
I wanted to put a face to the other lady that's on the phone.
You want to put a face to my co-host, Eb? Okay,
Yeah, I was asking if she had a Facebook or not, because I want to see.
Yeah, you can tell
she does.
From his page, at Ebonaia Haza Smoker. That's EbonaiahaSmoka.
Yeah, Ebonaia is like, she's like 0.1% Japanese, hence the last name. So.
Oh, did you ever speak to Marie?
Oh, I haven't spoken to her in months. So, shout out to Marie Love, wherever you're at. People, let me see you back in New York, so give us a shout. Let's see, what else do I need to tell you people about?
Once again, peace to all the dads out there and doing your thing. To all the fathers doing their thing, all right? Not just the daddies, to all the fathers out there.
Yeah, shout out to all the dads. Oh, yeah, one more big event. Not even big event, but it's coming up, and I say it's a big event. July 17th. We've been requested, so pregame radio will be back in effect at the Applebee's Fordham Plaza.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so like I said, we'll be there 17th. That'll be my special birthday pregame, and that's where we'll be at. Like I said, we've been asked to come back. We shut it down the first night. They loved us, so they said, come on back. So that's where we'll
also
be coming up. So those who want to get down, hit me up on the Facebook or drop me an email, brooklynblk@gmail.com. If you got events, you got music, you just want to get on the show, you want to throw me a topic, whatever, hit me up, brooklynblk@gymail.com. I'll try to get everything on there as much as I can. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Next episode is going to be about porn.
Like I said, if you got a topic, send it to me. You want me to get somebody on the show, send it to me. You know, realize this show is, we are picking up speed, but I can't get, you know, these A-list entertainers and stuff like that, so bear with me. But if somebody want me on get on the show, drop me an email. If they got a Facebook, send me all that information. I'll definitely try to link that up. Big shout out to my administrators. You guys keep the show going, all through 7 of y'all. Also, if you think you got what it takes, I got one more spot for the administrators to be open. Hit me up on Facebook if you want the gig. Hell, I'm not a big radio corporation, so this is straight be voluntary. I'll be paying you in gratitude. So if you guys want to be a free game administrator, hit me up, brooklynblk@gmail.com. Hit me up on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter, whatever. Speaking of Facebook, Twitter, MTV is having a talent search, which I have enrolled in. In order to nominate me, you guys have to go to zinc.mtv.com. It's a bit complicated, so listen carefully, all right? If you have a Facebook account, it's easy for you to log in that way. Follow all the directions and put my Twitter name, Brooklyn Black, all one word, no caps. If you put a capital letter in there, they'll say it's not valid. So do that. You can nominate as many times as you want.
Yeah, we found that out the hard way today.
Yeah, that we did. It was kind of difficult. It took Ebony like 2 hours just to nominate me. So, like I said, don't use cash. You can nominate me as many times as you want. Get the word out. And God willing, I get that. I will still be doing pregame radio, so don't get it twisted.
I'll post it on my wall.
So I'll post it on the wall and everything like that.
Oh, they can't
get
out.
Already?
That's like the old Bell Atlantic payphones.
Yeah, like they want me to put another quarter for another 3 minutes on the line, right?
You know?
But I want to give a shout out to everybody who's down on the panel today. Everybody that's down on the panel today, that's Ed Lucky Me. Check him out. Hood Cooking Season 2 is out. He got new mixtape, new tracks with DMX, Dr. Dre, Jay-Z. So he's doing a whole lot of real big things in the upcoming future. So check him out. So shout out to Lady Steel. I know she's doing something with the cars. You need a whip, you might want to holler at her.
Yep, Toyota, Acura, Honda, Hyundai, and pre-owned every make and model.
Oh, Lady Steel, I got to get you on Facebook.
There we go. All right, so that's how we work it out there. Also, I'm going to give a shout-out to our featured artists of the week, LFD. That's NBA, J Fuego, New Era. They got their mixtape, Strictly Business, available at Shaneer's Barbershop, Hat Store, Bootlegger, and Bodega. All right, so I'll get, like I said, shout out to all y'all for rocking with me. Tune in next week. We have, you know, more guests, more music, more bullshit, chaos. You know how Free Game Radio does. So I want to get, like I said, Glory got shout out.
Birthday.
Oh, that's Harris. Happy birthday, Hope. He got a birthday this week. He turns 11. So
happy birthday.
Thank you.
So we're gonna get a shout out to Hope. Like I said, we about to the next DJ on Blog Talk Radio, they show about to take off for the 1:30 shift. We get up out of here. This is Freakin' Radio. Thank all you guys for tuning in, rocking with me. I love all of y'all. And we getting up out of here, all right? BrooklynBOK@gmail.com. Hit me up, all right? Peace.
Peace.
Bye.
Good night. Yeah.